Welcome to the Trafalgar St. James, in the heart of London on Trafalgar Square, a stone's throw from Buckingham Palace, Covent Garden, Soho, and the vibrant West End. Our spacious, stylish rooms offer a comfortable place to rest after a day's exploring, ahead of enjoying a botanical cocktail and the best of modern European cuisine in our Rockwell Bar, before heading for a nightcap at the iconic rooftop. This bar has it all, with incredible cocktails and amazing food, combining with a view across some of London's most recognizable sites. Looking for something extra? Our function space has it all. Visit us on www.trafalgarstjames.com to make your next booking.
Hello and welcome back to the Barbarian Show, whereby we are joined by Wallabies superstar Samu Karevi in the Barbarians camp. How's the experience been so far, Samu?
Yeah, it's definitely been a different week to a normal prep week.
We're only one day in.
Yeah, we're only one day in. So
how's it different?
Yeah. Oh, you know, the professionalism is just another level. So
yeah, it's a step up.
Yeah, it's a step up. A lot of liquid hydration. So it's been awesome in that sense. I don't drink. I personally don't drink, but it's just been good to get around the boys and get to know them a lot better.
No, not even the grog on the cover.
Stay away from it. Stay away from it.
Yeah, oh, really?
Body's a temple, you know.
Hey, I've drawn the short straw, having to sit next to the man mounted in
that's
this
where,
one.
That's where I fell apart. Exactly. It's not a temple.
So, what's it looked like so far? You've obviously flown in, a little bit jet lag maybe, but what's your experience been in camp, coming into a new group? But you know, loads of new faces, loads of new characters.
Yeah.
What's your experience been so far?
Yeah, obviously flew in on Monday, and I guess I adapted pretty well on the flight. Just changed the sleeping patterns on there, but as we got here, and like you said, a lot of new characters and a lot of respect for this team we've spoken about, and I think it's got a long history of amazing players that have come through here, and you know, to be captained by Erlewin Jones, you know, I would never pick that at any time in my career, you know. Because I'm part Welsh, so I would have played there.
No, I'm joking. No, I was
on the hook.
No, my brother Nico Matawalu says that as well.
No, but yeah, it's awesome to have those opportunities. But obviously, to send him off on a good note. But also, just it's a team where you got to connect really quickly in a week. And you know, like I said, like liquid hydration is definitely one way of doing it. But just connecting to guys from all different walks of life and different countries has been probably one of the most like mind-blowing experiences for me, is just how much we can connect through rugby. You know, we all speak the same language, so connecting on the field has been pretty easy, and had one session today, so it's been good.
You've been injured for a while, haven't you, and had a bad injury. Is that all good now?
Yeah. Obviously been out the game for about 9 months. Yeah. Played my first game 3 weeks ago with Suntory, and was a good run out with the boys and played some solid minutes, and I guess this is just another way of getting some more game time under my belt and partnering up with Quaidy in there, and obviously playing with Seth there as well in the centres is something, you know, I'd never thought I'd do, so it'd be pretty awesome.
When it comes to, you know, the Japanese game is renowned for that fast tempo and quick game, so one game under your belt, now you come into Babas. What do you expect from Sunday? You know, it's going to be similar with regards to the pace, I assume, to Japan.
Yeah, and obviously London's putting on a great weather for us, but yeah, definitely not expecting 80 minutes. You know, just make sure I get out there and play that fast tempo rugby. And like you said, we've been playing a lot of that in Japan, and you know, I think I've from 10 to 13 as a whole Japan League One players. So in Quaidy, you got Tuvita Lee on one wing, and then obviously got Kai Yamamoto as well from Suntory, our young number 7, who's, you know, I've been telling him all week since last week, you know, when we get out there, just look for Harry Hawkins, who's in World XV, and he's played with us at Suntory, just cut him in half. So really excited for him, let him loose. But yeah, looking after him this week with Tachi, who's another Japanese player from Toyota, via Blitz there. So yeah, just awesome to connect through there.
Have they brought their translator? Because when we came in a few years ago, the three Japanese brought their translator. He was an absolute legend. He was better on the piss than most of the boys.
Yeah. You're looking at him. Obviously just T. Lee and myself and Just trying to explain the best way we can. Kai and Touch is pretty good with English and can understand most of it, but any little things, they just message us if we can get the info for
Is your Japanese pretty good then?
Nah, not great. Probably Harry Hocking is probably number one in our team. He's because he's obviously learning to get his passport, so there's always a test to do your passport, so they'll obviously have to speak really well, but I'll just get by and just little especially rugby terms, little things.
Sione Vailanu's fluent. Do you know?
Yes, he's another. Yeah, we learned that on Monday. Yeah.
Sione Vailanu, fully fluent in Japanese. Yeah. And then he goes on camera in front of Glasgow and he, no English.
Come on, man. No, but he's been, because he played at the same time uni with my older brother. So he played 4 years through uni. And when you're at uni, no one speaks English in your university, so they had to speak learn Japanese pretty quick. But we were speaking about it at dinner last night, where the Fijian and Tongan languages got the same vowels as Japanese.
Right.
So the boys pick it up pretty quickly. Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, or. So like, oh, all right. Eyes, yeah. Same vowels, mate, vowels.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the difference. Hey, one more thing, and on the knowing people, Sammy Johnson.
Correct.
Did you play with him back in the day in Oz?
At club level, yeah. So we played, we were the centre combo for Jeeps Ashgraven, which we'll be wearing the socks this weekend.
How
so
cool is that? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So what a sad guy not wearing Glasgow socks.
So that's we wanted to represent our club, and even for Kai Yamamoto, he's wearing his university socks, so it'd be pretty cool just to, you know, on the world stage, to be able to represent the university and obviously us for our clubs. So I was trying to get my Wunder Green Shocks from Fiji over, but it's no time to get it, so would have been awesome.
Properly cool. I want to connect in due course with, you know, how the scene's been set by John Spencer, the president, and Eddie Jones, obviously the Barbarians coach for the World 15 game, and also your Wallabies coach. But firstly, your memories or your first impressions of Barbarians in your life, like when did you first become aware of who the Barbarians were?
Yeah, I saw, like, I was watching this YouTube clip of like long range tries, and I don't know what year it was, but they showed it last night, but one of the Barbarians tries, I didn't know it was Barbarians. I thought it was some club or country team, and then realized the games that they've been playing, like obviously the jersey is pretty historical, and when you see it, you know who it is. And then we just talked about the history last night, but obviously just the respect for your teammates. I think what really stood out for me, watching and seeing the Barbarians and the way they play, is just, you know, exciting football, what rugby's meant to be about, you know, back in the day without social media and that, like, you know, you get on the piss throughout the whole week and then just play some good footy. So I think, you know, watching Stephen Latour is obviously here, but him throwing off a hooker play and just lobbing it through, you know. I played the Barbars in 2018, I think, or 19, when Quaidy was playing for them. For Barbars, we played Wallabies a pre-game in Sydney. So they play exciting rugby, and Nella put the ball under his shirt and tried to score a try, you know. Didn't know the rules, though.
Exactly.
It was like, I think, for me, watching from the outside, you think it's just like a piss up and then they play, which most of the boys say it is. But then when you get in here, knowing why we're doing it, you know, to keep creating good memories with the team, I think enjoyment's a big factor, but respect for the jersey and the history it's showed, and man, some great players. I think that 2019 maybe, or a couple of years before that, with Gitz and all that, Habana. It's like, kind of, I don't know if you guys ever played rugby 08. I played it when I was young. But like, you make a team, and that's exactly what this is. It's just some great players
put
together.
Rules are wrong on that, though, because you could kick it off the kickoff and just pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, and then keep going, you know. So little things from that. It's just awesome to be part of it. And I never thought I'd play Barbars throughout my whole time, obviously playing in Oz and the timings of everything. And obviously now the game's become professional where teams might not let you play. So to get this opportunity is a massive blessing, and something I'll definitely
remember.
You
must have thought you'd missed your opportunity as well. Dave Rennie, 2 years ago,
yeah.
I was here with a lot of the Australian boys, yeah. James O'Connor, Nick White,
yeah, of course.
Perese,
yeah.
Len Iketau, yeah. Big, Patty Leota, and they were all playing up all week. But you got to think this, right? They had Dave Rennie as their coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in a Barbar's environment, so they had to behave.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you now feel like, because your new coach at Wallabies Eddie Jones is here.
No, I think he's pretty good. He's been pretty good. Wants us to enjoy this week, and you know, we're learning our knowledge at training, and Kingsley's like, you know, trying to add more stuff, and he's like, nah, that's enough. You know, like, he wants us to, I think, connection with the boys is the most important thing before these games, because if we don't connect well, we can't play well together and know our tendencies. You know, it's hard in that sense, but I think everyone's IQ is pretty good in terms of just playing rugby, and we just want to play what's in front, and we've got, you know, some basic principles that we follow, but after that it's just playing footy. So Eddie's been great in that space, just wanting us to play our game, but yeah, you just never know, he might be writing a little black book about us back, so you gotta behave.
Is that why you keep saying you don't drink?
No, never really drunk anyway, so you know, if I was to drink, it'd be with my family, just in a closed off area, just be chilling. You know, definitely get the cover ball out. My brothers, they drink a lot of grog, so yeah, just, but for me, he's just still come back from rehab and just want to get the body right and yeah, perform well.
Yeah, good man. When it comes to your roomie, who have you got as roomie for the week?
I got Tevita Lee.
Tevita Lee, obviously. Yeah, so you knew
yeah,
him already.
Yeah, we knew him. So I went in for 2 days to get here. He took a long route back to, he's good man, went home to take his family back to NZ. And then he came over. But if he was a really good man, he would have brought his family here. But you know him.
Nah, but I'm not sure that would have been wise for anyone.
Crud's a good man. Got his family here. So yeah, family man. But yeah, got him as a roomie. And yeah, connected with him the last 4 years. So know him pretty well.
With regards to the other characters within the squad, are there any guys who have jumped out? Because there'll be a lot of new faces to you, you know, whether from up here in Europe or elsewhere. Yeah. Anybody who's particularly lively in and amongst the squad?
Yeah, definitely Nick Dolly. Character. I didn't know he was from Sydney, you know. Yeah, he was trying to put on his English accent when I was speaking to him. I was like, mate, just speak Aussie, you know. But he's definitely organising. He's a skip off the field, so he's looking after a lot of the things for us. You know, he's a great man, and yeah, like things like that. You know, I'll never meet someone like that, or like I said before, playing with Alan. Never thought I'd do that. So to be able to do that and play these type of games, I think it's what Baba is all about, you know.
With the World 15, they were saying that people have been delegated roles off the field. So Nick Dolly's obviously lead of social then.
Yeah.
That's a tough old role.
It is. It is, you know, he's stressing out at lunch.
What's it been?
Well, I think he's organised some things last night, and the skipper was really good too. You know, it was good. You know, just a humble dinner, and just went to a quiet bar and then just came home, I think they did. So a lot of that's going on, which is awesome. So tonight will be another night where we connect, which I think is really important.
I'm just trying to look over. We've got Steve Berwick over there, and he usually organises a few good acts. Have you?
Oh, he definitely does. Yeah, the WhatsApp was blowing off last night. I think he knows more than half of London, and I think he's called him the king of the way.
The block.
He knows a lot of people, so he's been connecting us to a lot of restaurants and other places just for dinner and stuff. So
no magician yet, though.
Nah, I'll wait for that.
Might come, might not.
Might come.
Ryan mentioned the World 15. Obviously, there's some big old names in that opposition. How much are you looking forward to fronting up against what is a box office backline? Obviously, the Babas has a box office of itself. But any particular faces or bodies that you've got a target on?
Oh, no, I'm just more targeting them off the field so they don't play well on the weekend. I think they're trying to send them some drinks and that. But obviously that centre combination with Semi and Nani is a big one. Obviously for myself and Seta, great matchup there. Then you got, you know, Easy Flower who can jump over houses. So we've told T Lee that, you know, we should just get a 1-on-1, just see who can jump higher. The two Tongans going at it. But yeah, just I think awesome matchups across the field, even in the forward packs. But yeah, it'd be definitely tough trying to stop that centre combination. And I think for us, it's just trying to do our bit and play our bit.
And you mentioned the squad father, your skipper, Alan Wynne-Jones. What have your impressions been of him so far? You would have obviously played against him on a number of occasions, but skippering the side this week.
Oh, he's been awesome, mate. The last couple, even last night, just gets around the boys really well and makes us feel real comfortable. You know, a legend like that, you know, you don't want to say the wrong thing, but he's been getting around and pulling jokes and that. So, like I said, I can't harp on enough about for myself getting the opportunity to play with him. It'd be, you know, for him to lead us out on this game, and yeah, he's been getting around the boys really well, and I think he's taking charge of that skipper role, and even off the field he's been awesome.
Obviously you mentioned all those guys over there, knew a few of them quite well. You'll be thankful Corin Betty isn't in there, because that man's like granite. But will you be meeting up with him for a few beers? Well, you won't be having a beer, but will you meet up with him in the week before you play?
Yeah, I messaged Marika just before, as I landed, and I was asking if he's coming. And he said he's got a sore knee and he's really just a little scared. I didn't want to come play, but he had a big game on the weekend, obviously, with Panasonic and Kubota. But yeah, definitely catching up with some of the boys with Iz and that. He's definitely my new teammate next year.
At
Uriase D-Rocks there, so be catching up with him and most of the other boys just to connect. You know, this opportunity to, obviously we're playing against each other on the weekend, but to be able to connect with these boys, that, you know, the timelines never match up normally. So yeah, it's really good to be all in one place.
You won't be used to being up in London during the spring summertime. Yeah. How nice is it to be up here with a bit of sun in your back and warmth?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's still cold for me. Like, the boys are saying 22 is hot. I was like, nah, man, that's freezing. But they're like, yeah, it's going to be really hot on the weekend. I've never been here during this time. So London actually has a sun. Never thought the UK would have it. But it's been awesome to see London. Trying to get out today and catch up with everyone. But yeah, even with the tickets on the weekend, I think I got some cousins that I've never met before that are all turned out. 20-30 tickets, here we go. It'd be awesome.
You've obviously played 15s a lot. You play sevens as well. There's Olympics next year. Put any thought to that yet, whether you might be doing a little stint in the Olympics, the sevens?
This, like, next year, definitely I'm getting over to the new team, so I just want to do the right thing and play well for them first and obviously assess from there. We have John Manenti, who's the sevens coach, is in camp with us at the moment as well, doing some coaching. So I'm just trying to, you know, get in there and feed some pick me over there. So hopefully it goes well enough. But, you know, they've obviously qualified from the last tournament in London last week, so it's exciting times, you know.
Played a bit of sevens before.
Yeah. Obviously played in the last Olympics and the Com Games. That's why I did my knee. So everyone's a bit like, you know, no more playing for you. So
Man in there. How good would that be to see next year?
Oh, it'd be awesome, especially in France again with the Olympics. And again, it's only next year. It was only a 3-year turnaround because we had the last Olympics in 2021.
Yeah.
I guess more immediately, the Rugby World Cup. You mentioned you're one game in. You've got this as another springboard towards Rugby Championship and then Rugby World Cup kicking off in September.
Yep.
How exciting is that? You know, if you've got a little carrot that's been dangled in front of you to get you through what's been a long injury layoff, it's got to be up there.
Yeah, I thought about all that during my time off and try to not use it as motivation for myself. I think for me, I just try to focus on what I can control, and that's my rehab at the time and my preparation now. And obviously, got great opportunities, like you said, to springboard myself into that squad. And it's going to be a tough squad to make with all the young guys coming through in the centres and as a backline. You know, some great guys playing some great footy in Super Rugby. So I haven't played much games this year, so just trying to put my hand forward. And if not, what will be. So I don't want to just go off on my merits that I've done in the past. I want to earn a spot and earn the jersey, which is something I've always had the mindset of.
What's the feeling down in Oz around Union, around the Rugby World Cup, and I guess the expectation of coming into the World Cup? Because, you know, for lots of, I guess, armchair sports fans around the world, it's all about the global events, right? It's about the Olympics, it's about the Soccer World Cup. Rugby World Cup goes centre stage in September. Where does that stand within the general public down in Oz?
Yeah, rugby in a sense hasn't been the most popular in the last couple of years. Obviously, we've got rugby league, who's dominating that space, and AFL. I think AFL dominates both sports and even cricket.
Ashes as well, yeah.
Cricket. So, it's a lot of competition in Australia for that. But again, like you said, the global game for rugby is still number one. Compared to those sports, you know, rugby league's only kind of played in Australia and obviously here in the UK, but it's massive in Australia, so competing with that. But with Australia having a golden era coming up with the next World Cup, you know, the Com Games in Melbourne and obviously the Lions series around the corner, and even this World Cup, there is eyes on it, and Eddie's done that as well with his presence in the game.
Has it? Yeah, it's changed.
Yeah,
down there.
Definitely. Like, everyone's buzzing about rugby union and asking questions, and you know, he's pulling a few strings to get some rugby league players over and all that. You know, a lot of things are moving I think, yeah, we just signed Swali'i from the Roosters to Rugby Union. So
for $1 as well.
Yeah, oh, for cheap, I think.
Level.
Yeah, man, I think he'll buy the whole village in Fiji. The way he's going. Yeah, hey, he's a good kid. And
how old is he?
I think he's 20-something.
He's young, eh?
He's young, yeah. So but most of those guys have played Rugby Union in school and that, so it'd be interesting to see the transition, and I hope they all go well. But yeah, so it's buzzing. It's definitely buzzing. But again, like, I think I was speaking about it downstairs to Joshy with Rugby Magazine. Like, at the end of the day, we've got to produce the results. Can have all the buzz we can, but the game is the most important thing for us boys, and being able to prepare well and connect well at camps and perform. You know, at the end of the day, wins gets you the crowd and the everything else that comes with it. So that's going to be our main focus.
Is that the same this week as well? Obviously, you know, people talk so much about Barbarians and the connection, reconnecting with the grassroots game and so on. But to what extent does winning at the forefront of the mind of the squad as well, as the fun?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important. I think we all want to win. Like, we're professional rugby players, and wouldn't be in a sport if we're just here to lose. It's going to be a competitive game. We've seen obviously the World 15 team, and we're here to compete. So I think the enjoyment will come as well with that. Like, I think you play better when you enjoy it, and there's no pressure in terms of it's not a test match or anything like that. But I think we still want to compete and we still want to win. So you know, as much as we connect well enough with each other, it'll just be the byproduct of it.
Finally, finally, you're going to pull on the famous shirt on Sunday. Just how much are you looking forward to that? And are there any players who, you know, you have worn the jersey prior to you, who you look to model your game on? I mean, it's not exactly, you didn't have many amateurs who were your kind of build, but at the same time, anybody who you'd look to follow in the footsteps of?
Yeah, I think I heard Gitz speaking about it in the potty, just speaking about the Barbars, and again, that team was pretty stacked. And but I think for me, I've always kind of modeled my game just from Ma. You know, it was a great inspiration for myself, and for a big guy like that to adapt his game from a running game to a passing and kicking, isn't pretty. I guess it's the format that any big center you want to kind of do. And but again, I don't want to go away from the game I've been playing. You know, my strengths are my carries, and that offload game, I try to be good in that space. So just to be able to add a bit more finesse to it is what I'm working on these last couple of years. And Barbars gives me the opportunity to do that and pull some things out of thin air. But again, just sticking to the game plan.
Sure, you'll add to the history and the heritage of that jersey on Sunday, and it is mouthwatering. Like that midfield clash alone is just unbelievable.
You've got one up on them already as well, because you're not going to be drinking all week.
Exactly, I'll be fresh. So I got no excuses at the moment. So if I play trash, and I might need to get on the piss.
Thanks so much for your time, Sammy. Enjoy Sunday.
Cheers, brother.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Maka.
Welcome to the Trafalgar St. James, in the heart of London on Trafalgar Square, a stone's throw from Buckingham Palace, Covent Garden, Soho, and the vibrant West End. Our spacious, stylish rooms offer a comfortable place to rest after a day's exploring, ahead of enjoying a botanical cocktail and the best of modern European cuisine in our Rockwell Bar, before heading for a nightcap at the iconic rooftop. This bar has it all, with incredible cocktails and amazing food, combining with a view across some of London's most recognizable sites. Looking for something extra? Our function space has it all. Visit us on www.trafalgarstjames.com to make your next booking.